And I say the threat is now, and there are rarely, if ever, perfect circumstances in which to deploy military forces. Now, we heard very powerful testimony from the Honourable Member for Eddisbury earlier when she quoted that passage. And I just want to read what Kawan Jamal Tahir, the Kurdistan Regional Government High Representative in London, said last week, and I quote, "Last June, Daesh captured one-third of Iraq overnight, and a few months later attacked the Kurdistan region. Swift airstrikes by Britain, America and France, and the actions of our own Peshmerga saved us. We now have a border of 650 miles with Daesh. We have pushed them back and recently captured Sinjar. Again, Western airstrikes were vital. But the old border between Iraq and Syria does not exist. Daesh fighters come and go across this fictional boundary." And that is the argument, Mr. Speaker, for treating the two countries as one, if we are serious about defeating Daesh. Now, Mr. Speaker, I hope the House will bear with me if I direct my closing remarks to my Labour friends and colleagues on this side of the House. As a party, we have always been defined by our internationalism. We believe we have a responsibility one to another. We never have, and we never should, walk by on the other side of the road. And we are here faced by fascists. Not just their calculated brutality, but their belief that they are superior to every single one of us in this chamber tonight and all of the people that we represent. They hold us in contempt. They hold our values in contempt. They hold our belief in tolerance and decency in contempt. They hold our democracy, the means by which we will make our decision tonight, in contempt.